Well, the big news this lunchtime is that the South Australian government has decided to lift the GM ban for mainland South Australia. It will remain for Kangaroo Island. This is big news for the industry, something that they have been pushing for. We're joined now on the Country Hour by Primary Industries Minister Tim Whetstone. Good afternoon, Minister.
Good afternoon. Great to be with you.
Minister, first of all, tell us exactly what you've decided around GM crops.
Well, we've announced today that we will be lifting the GM food crop moratorium here in South Australia. There is a process that we will go through before we get to that final decision. But we will see now. We have a statutory consultation period of 6 weeks. That gives everyone that last opportunity to be a part of that process so that we can get ourselves ready to put the drafted regulations or the amended regulations to the Parliament early December. And if we can get that through in a speedy passage, it'll give our primary producers, our grain growers, the opportunity to order and prepare for the 2020 grain season being GM.
And you've made this decision to lift the ban for mainland South Australia, but keep it on Kangaroo Island. Why aren't you lifting the GM ban for KI?
Well, we've listened to the concerns, particularly with the primary producers and the grain growers on Kangaroo Island. They have existing markets and contracts with some of their Japanese buyers. We are looking to have Kangaroo Island on a watch and see. That'll give them an ability to look how mainland South Australia operates and should there be any concerns on their behalf, I think those concerns will be alleviated. And then we can look at ways, we'll look at lifting the moratorium on Kangaroo Island should Kangaroo Island, through a further consultation period, see fit.
There are growers on KI that do want to see it lifted. Is the main reason that you're not doing that at the moment because of that Japanese market?
Well, the Japanese market is the main concern. There have been a number of grain growers on Kangaroo Island that have given their view that they would like to see the moratorium lifted. They will have that capacity to, as I say, with a watching brief on the mainland. I think we just have to be mindful that Kangaroo Island has quite a unique market into Japan that we don't want to impact on. And it'll be a watching brief for those grain growers to look at the benefits of GM. As I said, this review really is about trade and marketing. Any of the plant health or any of the other concerns around GM is a Commonwealth responsibility. But by and large, the support has come from far and wide. Crop Life Australia, we look at GPSA, we look at Primary Producers SA, the farming sector, Livestock SA, have all supported the lifting of the moratorium. And again, we just have to go through that last 6 week consultation period before we can be more globally competitive with the rest of mainland Australia.
Minister, the Parliamentary Committee is still deliberating this question of GM. What does this mean for that process now that you've made the decision before waiting for the committee's findings?
Oh, no. The Select Committee in the Legislative Council will have the capacity to come into this statutory consultation period now. They were not certain as to when they will be handing down their findings, but what I would say, and I've had close contact with the chair of that committee, for them to continue to be a part of their process, but also now they have the capacity to present their evidence during this consultation period so that it can be inclusive. And I would like to think that they will support the consultation period as making South Australia, not only more globally competitive, but on a level footing with other mainland states here in Australia.
There is still a little bit of opposition to this in South Australia. What does it mean for long-standing businesses that have based their business on SA being GM-free?
Well, they can still continue with being GM-free if they wish. This is giving our farmers, our grain growers, the choice. It's not dictating to them what they can and they can't do. We're just opening up the ability for our grain growers, particularly in some of the areas that are dealing with dry starts. They're dealing with salinity. They're dealing with frost. At the moment, there are many challenges and growing challenges with you know, we know farmers are dealing with variable climates. Their farmers are dealing with all sorts of challenges throughout a growing season. And this really is just giving them another management tool to look at ways that they can better manage their properties in their situations. And it's about putting a better bottom line on their return to their farming operation. It's about understanding how they can have a more reliable crop. And it's also, really can't be understated that it's about trying to lift the average in a grain crop on any given year.
Are you rock solid that this could be done? Doesn't the Legislative Council have power to overturn this?
Well, the Legislative Council has the capacity to go through the process with their select committee. And we also have to understand that this is evidence-based. We've been through our independent review, and that was headed up by Kim Anderson. We also look at the consultation process, and overwhelmingly, South Australian grain growers, and it can extend into the pasture growers looking after our livestock, particularly with the drought over the last couple of years.
But
this will give them an extra capacity to improve their ability to grow more reliable crops.
But just back to my original question, does the Legislative Council have power to overturn this?
Well, they have an ability to be part of the consultation. And if we see it that it would be overturned, well, that'll be part of the negotiations.
So it could be overturned?
Well, I would hope not.
Okay. Minister, thank you very much for joining us on the Country Hour.
Thanks for having us.
Someone who's been very heavily involved in this ongoing debate from an industry perspective is the GPSA chairman, Wade Dabinett. Good afternoon, Wade.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What do you make of this decision by the South Australian government to lift the GM ban for mainland South Australia?
Yeah, look, certainly from my perspective and the perspective of grain producers, SA, this is a great day for agriculture in this state. And it's been one that has taken too long to get here, but we really appreciate the action that the Minister has taken to move to remove the moratorium for mainland South Australia. We've been through the reviews, we've gone through the evidence that suggests that this moratorium has been a handbrake on our industry. So we are pleased that finally we're moving to line ourselves up with, you know, our Victorian neighbours, who I only farm 20 kilometres away, that we can now access the same tools that they have available to them. So we certainly support this move. We're very pleased with the announcement today. And look, we'll see what happens in the next consultation phase. But we really appreciate the Minister moving on this, because any later, and we may have seen that we wouldn't be able to capitalise on being able to grow GM crops in time for next year. So very timely, and we're excited about the change.
What about the decision from the government to not lift the ban on Kangaroo Island? Your thoughts on that?
Well, GPSA and the government have both consulted with producers on KI, and I think through those consultations it was it was sort of worked through that they would like the moratorium to remain, but for how long? I think the existing moratorium is there till 2025, but I think further consultation needs to be had with Kangaroo Island as they see how things progress on mainland and what's appropriate. Now, we're talking about, GM is a broad technology that has many different facets to it and many different crop opportunities coming into the future. So while they may want the moratorium to remain today, that doesn't mean that there's not a crop in the pipeline that might really suit the climate of KI, in which then they would want to participate in. So I think it's really important that through this phase, there's been really good consultation with the producers of Kangaroo Island, and I think that will continue to happen. So overwhelmingly, mainland South Australia want the moratorium gone and have wanted it gone for a long period of time. KI have their own sort of specific niche marketing arrangements with their grain growers, but they also need to appreciate there's livestock producers out there as well that are looking at developments in the GM space. So things will continue to evolve, and I think Rightly so, that the minister is going to continue to consult with Kangaroo Island where they go into the future.
Well, what is the significance of this? What will it mean for the industry now?
It's huge. If you look at a year like this, me personally, this is the first time in 10 years that I haven't grown canola, which is really, pivotal in our rotation. But we're talking about varieties that I can grow in my system that are 20 years old. This gives me access to the latest genetics with, that have a real fit for my business. And a lot of people in the medium to low rainfall areas have been really calling for the access to this technology. We look at in WA in a lean year, canola isn't the first thing that gets cut out because you can actually manage weed control. Where in South Australia, I think we're at the lowest planting of canola in 10 years. So it hopefully will help reverse that trend. We know it's a good profitable crop and matches our climate here in South Australia. So that's a real positive. But you look at other products that are coming on, like the GM safflower. Now, if this moratorium continued, you would have seen a seeds industry in the southeast that has a lot of capacity and a really great climate for growing this product, but it would have been grown just on the other side of the border and then processed over in Horsham. So it's going to bring those opportunities and those industries into South Australia, which is what we really need. So really exciting, but we're looking to the future. It means that South Australia doesn't have a handbrake on it when future innovation comes our way by the way of gene technology. So really exciting.
Wade, what do you say to some of the concerns, and they've been raised already on the Country Hour through a text today, a Southeast farmer saying that they're sceptical about the benefits of GM, and this person saying that they believe there will be more herbicide-resistant crops that don't really benefit farmers long-term. What do you say to those concerns?
Well, they're free to not use that technology. But me, as an individual farmer, I want to have the right to choose what crops I can grow, not North Terrace dictating to me what I can grow. So that's what this is all about. It's the independent farmer's right to choose what they grow. They will determine what the best crop is at the best time, the best season to grow on their farm to deliver the greatest outcomes. So if herbicide tolerance is an issue on their property with that sort of herbicide, well, so be it, they'll make that decision. But, an individual farmer can make that choice. It's not dictated to us. So, GM crops are still regulated nationally. It's not like there's, a complete removal of all regulation. It just means we're at lockstep with the rest of the states in which it's proven to already be successful.
And just lastly, Wade, we've heard from the minister there's going to be 6 weeks of consultation. How involved is GPSA going to be in that consultation?
That's a tough question. I've obviously read the media release half an hour ago, so we'll be in touch with the minister through the day and get an understanding of what that 6 weeks look like, and we'll be putting as much information as we can out to our members. So look out for any member alerts from GPSA or jump on our website or any of our social media feeds, and we'll hopefully be able to have all the detail out to everyone ASAP.
Wade, appreciate your time today on the Country Hour.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
That is GPSA Chairman Wade Dabinett speaking there.